Hi everyone, it's Katie here from Breakaway Tuition in Mittagong. Happy Friday to you all. I'd like to welcome you to our third episode of the podcast series. And if you'd like to check out episodes 1 and 2, you can go to buzzsprout.com and you can find us by typing in Breakaway Tuition. I'd like to start off by saying a huge thank you to everyone in the community. We've really enjoyed your response to our podcast and all the likes, comments, shares, and even our questions to our email inbox have been absolutely amazing. So thank you, everyone. Now, episodes 1 and 2, we encouraged our community members to send through some questions about their kindergarten students and their year 7 students. So I'm going to take the kindergarten questions today. And our first question comes from Kim, and she's from Mittagong. Kim's asking, what are the school bag essentials for her daughter? Okay, so when we think about the school bag, we have to make sure it's appropriate for their height, Kim. And it's important to also adjust the straps, making sure that the bag isn't hanging below their hip line, their bottom line, because this actually creates a strain on their back and their neck. So we're going to alleviate that by making sure it's appropriately adjusted for their height. In terms of the contents of the school bag, I think it's definitely important to adhere to what the school is asking you to bring. And you'll often find that there's some stationery packs or some contribution packs that the school have arranged for the kindergarten students. And then everything is actually provided in the classroom in terms of stationery and those things. But the first week, I'd definitely keep it simple in terms of the lunchbox, hat, drink bottle, bus pass if it's necessary, and a homework folder. But until I knew what my child's routine was in terms of sport days, news day, and what to bring, I would definitely, keep it simple and make sure everything's labelled. Full name, classroom, that would be great. And from a teacher's point of view, I think one thing that we'd love every kindergarten student to have is definitely the accident bag. So that's when they do have an accident, they've missed the bathroom timing, and they definitely need to have a change. So in the accident bag, we can have a spare pair of underwear, spare socks, and some fresh shorts or a skirt. And this allows the student to return to class after they've changed their gear, obviously, and just to feel some, more comfortable and happy to get on with the day. This prevents them also having to go home and get changed. It reduces the tears and the stress. So accident bag is definitely a good idea. So our next question is from Lisa in Mossvale. Thank you, Lisa. And her question is in regard to her son's school shoes. They're quite firm, and she's not sure that he's going to actually want to wear them. Should she take them back and try and get another pair, or is it worth sticking to her guns? Okay, so after working in a shoe store for many, many years in Mittagong, I can definitely say that the school shoes that you buy are going to be quite firm regardless of where you buy them. That's simply because they're trying to protect those little ankles and provide them with the support that they need. So I think it's important to stick to your guns, yes. So what we can do is start putting our children into their school shoes for short periods of time before the school starts, even as small as 1 minute, 5 minutes, and then we can transfer that into, possibly going out to dinner in our fancy shoes. Something that sounds quite silly to us may actually work for them to ease into this, sort of formal shoe wearing feeling. So our next question comes from Sue, and she's from Mittagong. Thank you, Sue. Her question is in regards to lunch orders and whether there have been any significant changes in the lunch order and the canteen process. It's a good question. Yes, there have been some changes, but not all schools have included these. So most schools will have the old school system we're used to in terms of bringing the brown paper bag or the white bag into school. With our order, our name, our classroom, all those things. It goes into the basket. The leaders will take it up to the canteen. But some schools do actually offer an online system, so you can pre-order your lunch order for your child. You can pay with it with your credit card or your MasterCard, and have that pre-organized as even a consistent lunch order weekly or however often you need. That's pretty cool. So if you are a lunch order person and you need to get that sorted out quickly, don't feel shy about going to the canteen and asking the ladies for some help if you're not provided with that information already. So yes, there are a few options for our lunch orders. Our next question comes from Sam in Picton. Thank you, Sam. And this question is about home reading and the responsibilities of the parent. So basically, home reading is simply leveled books coming home to you as a family for your child to practice with you and then independently as well. But simply keep an eye on the reward system that's attached with it. So your kids will come home very, very keen to get these awards and these little tokens and anything the teacher has lined up in their little treasure box. And trust me, teachers do spend a lot of money on these things for the kids. So the kids are very, very excited. So we need to, as the books come home, we need to practice them every night, log the title, sign, and date the book, and ensure those books go back on time so they can actually borrow the next book. So most schools do have a rule that if you don't bring back the home reader on time, you will not be able to re-borrow the next one. So that's how they keep their stock quite replenished, I'll say. there's also a fee if you lose that book. So I would definitely make sure that my home readers in my house are quite important to the child, and you train them. Sorry, I shouldn't say train. You teach them that their home reader is like gold and they have to exchange that home reader to get to the next level. So definitely a few responsibilities for the parent and this child, yes. So our next question comes from Jean, and he lives in Tarmor. Thanks, Jean. And the question's about munch and crunch and fruit break. So first of all, Jean wants to know, what is it and what is the best thing to pack in the lunchbox? Okay, so Jean, munch and crunch, fruit break, or crunch and sip, whatever your school may call it, is simply a short, healthy snack break, and definitely a water-only break as well. So all the kids will often sit down as a class, and they're going to have a short, healthy break where they get to eat food, they get to sip on their water, they're going to pack up their rubbish, and then they're going to continue on with the lesson. So it is a lesson breaker often. Some schools do have it before school starts as like a breakfast break or a wake-up break. So depending on what your school does, it's just simply a fruit and veg, healthy water break. Yeah, it's good. Okay, so the things that are best to bring for these types of breaks. So what I'm going to do is actually work backwards, and I'm going to tell you from my experience what not to bring. So this is simply a lighthearted way of telling you what I've seen come into the classroom that I found a little bit funny at first, but then it became a little bit frustrating. So I've seen people bring in whole mangoes that we've had to actually help the child cut, because they deserve to obviously have their food. So we're not going to, you know, reject that. We have to help them. But a little note will go home to say, please change your choice of munch and crunch snack. Another time we've had whole oranges come in, fruit purees that are full of sugar, which doesn't really adhere to the healthy munch and crunch way of sort of eating. So definitely, yeah, bringing in things that are easy for the child to eat and handle by themselves. Things like apples, bananas, pears, if they can peel a mandarin by themselves, all those things, that's great too. Carrot sticks are great. Grapes cut, obviously, vertically to prevent from choking for the little guys. And making sure that you definitely keep it to water only. One of the worst things I had to do was repeatedly tell a child that they couldn't have, you know, their juice as a snack break, and they couldn't have their yogurt and their custard. So we do have to stick to healthy fruit and vegetables and water only. Yes, that's our munch and crunch and crunch and sip sort of protocols. It is good though, because it provides the child with an opportunity to join in with the class and have that little fruit break, re-energize in a good way, and not have that big sugar rush. So it allows them to keep going in their classroom with a bit of extra energy, but there's no sugar burst and then sugar low. So if you're able to stick by these rules, the teachers will love it, the kids will love it, it'll all work out well. So our last question comes from Tracy, and she lives in Barrow. Thanks, Tracy. And her question is about library books and bags and what she has to have ready for her child. So Tracy, some schools prefer for you to have the same library bag as everyone else, and they will often have it part of their welcome pack for you to purchase. It's easy enough to, you know, put your name and your class on the front and it's all done. Now, other schools may often let you bring in your own. So that's when you can obviously have fun making one. You can go down to the shops and you can buy your own one. But definitely bright is best, and try and pick a pattern that your child can actually remember whose is what. I definitely remember sorting through about 20 library bags in the first week of teaching kindergarten because they didn't have their name on it. So please, please, please put your name on it. It does save a lot of time, and the kids, they do take a lot of pride in their belongings when they are more enjoyable to look at, and they can feel, you know, sort of proud of that pattern they have on there. If it is a plain library bag, which is completely fine, you may end up finding that library bag sort of kicked into the corner. So, yeah, maybe find something that they are enjoying at the moment. It could be like a favourite theme or a favourite movie right now. That can be part of their little school pack. I'd also like to add to Tracy's question and just let everyone know that some schools will actually not let you borrow books if you don't have a library bag. So it's important to sort of get that sorted before school starts. Otherwise, your child may come home and say, I wasn't allowed to borrow books today. And that may be the reason why. So grabbing a library bag is important, and putting their name on it, because it definitely protects the school property, and otherwise you'll be, you know, having to replace that book and possibly getting a fine and a fee. And no one wants that. So yes, library bag and bright is best. Well, thanks everyone for sending in your questions. I'd like to say a special thank you to Kim, Lisa, Sue, Sam, Jean and Tracy from around our region. Thanks for making that contact. It was really enjoyable to get to those questions, and we'd really like to hear from some other members of the community about your secondary questions as well, in terms of high school. So no matter how small or big your question is, feel free to send them in. The address again is katie@breakawaytuition.com.au, and that'll be Alicia and I on the end of that one. And we'd love to read your questions and answer them soon.